Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Next Financial Group, Incorporated, does not offer tax and/or legal advice. Hello, my name is Jenna Dury. I'm the Vice President of Marketing of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. Craig J. Ferrantino, President and Founder of Craig James Financial Services, saw that there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. He continues to ensure that Craig James Financial Services upholds these values. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations at seminars or other educational presentations or in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We're truly independent, therefore we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today is our fourth episode in our series entitled Insurance and You. In our previous episode, we discussed life insurance ratings, the different categories of life insurance ratings, and why life insurance ratings are a vital tool in the insurance process. Today we are going to discuss life insurance riders. We will explain what a life insurance rider is, how an insurance rider works, and some of the most popular insurance riders available. Just as a quick disclaimer, remember that every insurance company is different and has their own approach to offering a rider. The content on riders is meant to give a general overview of options. It is not an exhaustive list of available riders and does not reflect the rules or policies of every insurer. Be sure you read the fine print and fully understand the riders you are thinking of adding to your policy before you commit to them. Remember to also explore the benefits of additional insured riders against the benefit of buying individual policies for your family members. Riders are optional and may be purchased for an additional fee. So first, let's discuss what an insurance rider is. An insurance rider is an amendment or a special addition added to the life insurance policy, providing some specific coverage at the request of the policy owner. Each rider usually costs the policyholder an additional amount of money. The amount of and kinds of life insurance riders one needs varies from person to person. Your lifestyle, your beneficiary's needs will all yield different coverage needs and therefore different life insurance riders. But some life insurance riders are fairly universal and quite useful. I'm going to ask Mr. Ferrantino to explain some of the most popular and, in our opinion, most useful life insurance riders.
Thank you, Jenna. There are many insurance riders available, and it is important to completely understand the benefits of each rider and whether or not they will truly be beneficial to you and your loved ones before you start adding them onto your insurance policies. I cannot emphasize enough that life insurance riders do not make sense for everyone. And it is important that you sit down with a trusted financial or an insurance professional to see if they make sense to you. With that being said, I will describe a few of the most common life insurance riders that we come across in our practice. First, there's the accidental death benefit rider. When added to a life insurance policy, this rider secures an additional amount of money to be paid to the beneficiary or beneficiaries if the policyholder dies as a result of an accident, often referred to as double indemnity, and maybe you know that movie called Double Indemnity. This life insurance rider usually doubles the amount of the death benefit. Second, there's the waiver of premium rider. This life insurance rider waives the responsibility to pay the premium if and when the policyholder becomes disabled during the length of time of the policyholder is disabled. Premiums must be paid, but if the insured has become disabled and suffers from a loss of income as a result, the waiver of premium life insurance rider will guarantee an active status to your life insurance, even if the premiums are not paid. A similar life insurance rider that is especially beneficial is the disability income rider, which secures a monthly income should the insured become permanently disabled. Third, pertaining to term life insurance policies, there is the renewal provision or guaranteed insurability rider. This life insurance rider guarantees your life insurance policy's renewability at the end of its term, assuming you purchased a term life insurance policy rather than a permanent life insurance policy. Upon renewal, you can add coverage to your policy and will not need to provide further proof of your insurability. However, consult with your financial professional and insurance professional to find out whether your provider grants this rider with conditions. Does it expire after a certain age? Is renewability only valid within a set of period? This life insurance rider is especially valuable because term life policy may expire before the policyholder is passed on, but at the time when the policyholder's condition is uninsurable. So, as an example, you have a 20-year term policy. You were diagnosed with cancer in the 18th year, and your policy does expire after the 20 years. But some riders allow for you at a much greater cost than the initial premium, but far less than the face or death benefit value, to continue to insure you every year for a certain cost. So, provided that you were diagnosed with cancer at 18 years, you're basically, after 20 years, you're uninsurable to anyone, but at a cost, you can maintain your insurance and without taking any medical exams at that period. Next, there's the Family Income Benefit Rider. This life insurance rider provides a continuous monthly payment to your beneficiaries in the event of your death. Rather than receiving one lump sum, your beneficiaries can receive the death benefit in monthly payments, which means a reliable source of income. When adding this life insurance rider, the insured, meaning you, chooses the length of the term you would like to provide this income securely. Fifth, the accelerated death benefit. This life insurance rider allows the insured to collect either all or a portion of their life insurance policy while they are alive. The insured can claim this rider if he or she is diagnosed with a terminal illness, requires long-term care, or admission to a nursing home. With these conditions, the insurer would most likely be unable to continue work and earn an income. This life insurance rider can help relieve some of the financial burden and medical costs. Lastly, similar to the accelerated death benefit rider, there is a long-term care benefit rider that many companies now offer. Normally, if you cannot do two of the six basic activities of daily living, or ADLs, they qualify to use their long-term care rider. Basic ADLs consist of self-care tasks, including personal hygiene and grooming, dressing and undressing, feeding oneself, functional transfers, meaning getting out of bed, continence, and being able to move, or ambulation. The long-term care rider allows one to take a certain amount of money, which varies from insurance company to insurance company, from the death benefit of their policy to pay for long-term care needs, such as qualified nursing care, home care rider, or home health care expenses. This rider gives you and your loved one access to money that primarily you would not be able to touch. Now, please keep in mind that your death benefit will decrease by the amount of money that you take out of the policy. So let's give you an example. We have a $100,000 face value policy. So if the insured deceases, the $100,000 will go to their heirs. That's your traditional term or permanent life insurance. With this rider, should you become unable to do two out of the six assisted daily livings, you'll be able to take out, let's say, 4% of the face value. Well, 4% times $100,000, that's $4,000. That's per month that you qualify for long-term care insurance. So literally, you could take out a $100,000 death benefit and take out the $4,000 to pay for long-term care insurance. And you could do that. How many fours fit into 100? Well, 25. So you could actually do that for 25 months before your death benefit goes to zero to your heirs. So the accelerated death benefit rider is a highly recommended rider these days.
That is a lot of great information. Thank you, Craig. As Craig emphasized earlier, for every policyholder and their family, the choice of which life insurance riders are needed differs. Always consult with your trusted financial professional to best choose which life insurance riders are most beneficial to you and your family. So today's episode of Insurance and You, we discussed life insurance riders. In future episodes, we will be covering questions that may come up on insurance applications and more on how these contracts can benefit you, your family, and your estate. This is our fourth episode in our series entitled Insurance and You. We hope that you benefited from the time you spent with us today and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707.